The atmosphere is electric. Western starting offense. Eric Anderson, Keegan O'Neill, Phil Cote, Brady Hitch, and Reed Cloutier on the offensive line. At wide receiver, number 2, Rayshon Blake. Number 84, Braden Mazzieri, who scored that game-opening touchdown here in 2023. At slot back, Dasani McIntosh. What a great name, Dasani. Not my favorite bottle of water, but he's one of my favorite players to watch in this Western team because he is talented. We also have number 11, Seth Robertson, another player that has traumatized me in this rivalry multiple times. At running back, Ethan Dolby, fullback, Sandro Pirini, and at quarterback, Evan Hillick. For the Gales, defensively, up front, number 55, Stephen Capea, number 91, Eric Johnston, number 97, Tristan Burrell, and number 52 at rush end, Oliver Jackson. OJ, the juice is loose. At cornerback, number...
Sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to 6 feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
In help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines to rescue.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Pando say I love you.
I love that. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Excuse me, I'm just pressing buttons and not supposed to be. And thank you for joining me on this gorgeous Saturday morning in Kingston, Ontario. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and this, of course, is Making Bacon. I'm, of course, DJ Over Easy. And for you now, I'm going to take you on the actual process on how to be able to rid ourselves of Turdify, okay, and all of their weapons of mass destruction. They are worse than Saddam Hussein because he didn't even have any. Anyways, Bandcamp.com. Go to Bandcamp.com. And it's cool. It's so cool. It's like 100 times cooler. And I had a general idea, but I didn't realize that the software, the old whatever, your online stuff. Now, I do have one criticism. Now, this is obviously just... just profiteering. It's profiteering because you can't download the Bandcamp app onto, what have I got, an Android phone, or at least not through the Google Play Store. It will let you, if you're an artist or a promoter, download a version, but not just for a general user. And as I said, that's all just, more white supremacy stuff. So I don't get that. However, any computer and even on your phone, bandcamp.com. And when you go on there, you do need one thing. You will need a credit card because your money is going to go right into artists' hands instead of Turdify, okay? Because as soon as you go to bandcamp.com, there's this interesting little interactive dynamic page that pops up that is real time and it's saying selling right now. And there's like all sorts of stuff flying by, these little pictures of all these albums that are selling 13 seconds ago, 50, just constantly in Switzerland, US, Germany, just a couple minutes ago as I was sitting here watching, I watched Nobro go by. Somebody bought the Nobro vinyl in the US somewhere. About a minute ago. So pretty cool. And with Bandcamp, there is a minimum asking price. And I do believe they may cap it at the minimum price. However, you can offer whatever you want. And typically, a song is like a buck. Yes, please. That's pretty cool. That's super easy. And as soon as you go on to the main page here, it says fans have paid artists 1.56 billion using Bandcamp. And yesterday alone, but 100,470 records. Check that out, eh? And so you can buy it digital, which I did. I'll talk about a little bit more. You can buy the vinyl, compact disc, cassettes, t-shirts. It's got all kinds of merch on here. So you can find the artists that you like. You can buy their vinyl. You can buy their merch. Yeah, incredible. There's promoting, there's Bandcamp Radio. You can just kind of listen along on Bandcamp Radio. Now, what a great little thing here. So you put in your account, you put in your credit card, and then you get to then curate your own collection, okay? So it can be overwhelming. The internet can be overwhelming. And at first I was like, man, oh man, where do I start? Where do I start? They have genres, they have all of this stuff. But as soon as you search, so let's just put in Goodco, because you know I love those dudes. All right, Goodco. Here we go. There they are there. Let's just click on the album and there we go. We pop up right to the page. Now, the beauty of this page is it has their logos, got pictures of them. You can play their song. You can buy the vinyl, one click right there. And then it's got all of the songs right here to the point where I can stream as if it was Spotify, Turdify, just right here. Just boom. Now, but when you do purchase it, you can also download it and have the MP3 wherever you like. So not only has it got all of the functional capability of Turdify, it's got more options. You can download the MP3 to have in your pocket, or like I have right now, sitting in the jump drive as a backup, because you never know when I'm gonna mess things up. So now I have backups. Isn't that cool? All right, so Bandcamp for the win, and the win so far. And there's even more wonderful stuff, but let's get into telling you how wonderful band camp is. And I'm just going to go here. I can put my little picture in here. I got my profile, DJ Over Easy. Now, let's see. So, as I was searching, there's a bunch of filters, okay? I put on a filter for just Kingston, Ontario, Canada, boom. And everything from Kingston popped up. How cool is that? You can have it all Ontario. You can have it all provinces. You can have it all the world. You can, it's so much better than Turtify that way. And now I have all kinds of individuals from Kingston I ain't never heard of. I've maybe from time to time seen a posting, maybe got to see them, but a bunch of I ain't never heard of. What the heck, eh? How cool is that? So, here's the EP for one of the first ones I downloaded. It's a new release, and again, pretty much all new releases for all of this stuff. If you're looking for, they have entire categories, all this stuff. So cool. Nolan Hubbard, my buddy Nolan Hubbard, released an EP on there. So I purchased that. I've got five different songs to choose from. I'm going to go with How I Feel, by Nolan Hubbard on Bandcamp, directly live from Bandcamp. Let's check it out.
Smash my kitchen, dancing in the morning light.
Making bacon. You should be making bacon right now for breakfast because it's Saturday morning and you're listening to DJ Over Easy. Whether you poor, long-suffering individuals like it or not, because we all love CFRC. We love it. It's an incredible spot. It's about to get crazy all up in here with all these young people running around screaming and yelling and doing all this stuff. So the CFRC daycare is about to start. So now is your opportunity to be able to be a wallflower and see that crazy flurry of activity as all of these young and full of energy creatives just come in here and they just want to share. They just want to get, look at it this way. Everybody who walks through this door in CFRC is only doing so to be able to give to those around them. Nobody comes in here to take anything. Nobody's coming in here to take anything. Everybody is coming to share. Everybody is coming to laugh and give and CFRC. Okay, now, Bandcamp. Because we're done with Turdify. I gotta break the news to Hattie that she's got to break up with Crapify there. And then she's going to have to figure it out. She'll probably just get her mom's account. But moments away, it has been a little bit of a transition, but I'm getting there. The vinyl collection is coming along good. And Bandcamp is a great digital alternative that puts money right into artists' pockets. And not just rando artists, the individuals who live here in Kingston, such as this individual, John Lee. I found John Lee online. Said he did like electronic and stuff. I don't know. He's just a cool dude. Just a cool dude. And I got a couple tracks of his. First of all, we're going to listen to Lee Bop and a little instrumental ditty, and then Lady Be Good. So, right here in Kingston, never heard of good old John Lee, but keep it up, man. Doing some cool stuff. Let's hear.
to me.
Nice. Yeah, that is John Lee from Kingston, Ontario. Found him on Bandcamp. I'm staring at the Bandcamp screen right now. It has all of the, what do you call them, little like 2x2 inch, not centimeter, five by five little icons of all of the albums. You can click on the album and all the songs pop up, or you can just click it right on that page right there. And start your collection. You do need a credit card. You go to bandcamp.com and then you can actually put money in, send messages to local artists and support them. And so some more new stuff on that little theme. Michael K. Myers plays a lot at RCHA once a week, I do believe. Big Fat Horn Band. And he's got an album on here. And let's just check out a little Bossa Vista Afternoon on the Island by Michael K. Myers.
Bye.
But, all right. And that was Buena Vista Afternoon on the Island by Michael K. Myers, who we are listening to on Bandcamp. Good old DJ Over Easy account. All right. Got a bunch of really cool stuff. Again, I was on there for a couple of hours last night. I bought so much that I don't know what to pick from now. But this one, I can't 100% remember this one, but pretty cool. Dirt. It's a song called Dirt by, I'm going to say, Hockey. Okay? But it's spelled H-A-A-K-E, kind of like sake. So that's what I'm going on. That's what. Otherwise, it's ha-ake. So I think it could be hockey, spelled like sake. But let's check it out. Let's check it out. Dirt, Kingstonian band camper.
Sinking ships till they reach Atlantis. 4 tons like a forked tongue, Mecha Manus. I'm Rick Moranis, shrinking planets till they fucking vanish. Shit, I don't think I'm still in Kansas. Technicolor chemtrails crashing on the canvas.
right, you are back. This is Making Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy. And I would like to say, I thought I listened to this last night, but the certain swear words, I just don't even think I hear anymore. If I ever play, especially when I'm on Bandcamp here, a local musician, and there happens to be a little poo-poo word, understand, it is not in the bad, aggressive sense of these poo-poo words. It is in the integrity of the artistic impression of our local artists here. So off the top there was Vox Obscura by local hip-hopper Blackbird Bell. Again, I listened to that last night and I didn't hear the multiple swear words that I heard today. It's like, I don't know if I was tired or what, or maybe I was dancing too hard. I don't know. Please forgive me. Actually, I'm not apologizing. Blackbird Bell, you did a great job. A great job out there. Local Kingston stuff. Get onto Bandcamp and support them so that you can put money directly into their pocket. And then, super fun little indie track, Never Be by the Inbreds. I really like that one. That one gives me the grooves. Okay. Good go. Doo-doo-doo. Catfish Creek. All these guys. Oh, there's all my albums there. But let's go. I have, or let us check out, Evan Jackson. Evan Jackson, I picked up his album. I've seen them play in town here. I think it was like during the promenade or something like that. On Sydenham Street. On Sydenham Street, they close it down sometimes, and they have some local Kingston folks play, and they had Evan play. So here is a track, Everybody But Me by Evan Jackson.
Freedom was free. There's a fee.
that was Anthea Fever with Summer's Morning. Yeah. I've seen Anthea a few times. Sorry. Because I bought her whole album there. It was just continuing to play. Seen her a couple times. And what a great performer. What a great performer. So cool. So cool. Okay. 9:48, 47. That means, let's see, I'm gonna play one of these tracks here. A Sleepless Dream by John Rose, local Kingston artist that I found on Bandcamp. Let's check it out.
Close my
John Rose, A Sleepless Dream. Very cool, eh? check out Bandcamp. I was just on here. I'm trying to see if I can like curate a playlist. I can't see this at the moment. However, I am going to ultimately be spending lots of time on here, buying some records, buying some merch, putting money back into artists' hands. We're going to get off Turdify and flip them the bird, and because we don't need them. Don't need them. Don't need them at all. They can go buy their weapons of mass destruction, starve poor little children. Don't get me started. Don't get DJ Over Easy started, because although, like my name implies, there are certain things I will not tolerate, like the destruction of life for no purpose. All right. On that amazing note, I want to say thank you for putting up with old DJ Over Easy. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 on the beautiful Queens campus. It's fall here. The kids are coming back. Things are about to start to get crazy, crazy. So, yeah, just go with it. Enjoy it. They are the future. They are our future. And because of that, this radio station here has been for 102 years old. Because young people can identify and associate and connect with really good, valuable things. They are yet not jaded by the world. So they're out there having fun, and they all end up at CFRC because it's incredible. All right, everyone. Thanks so much. I got a couple of electronic tracks here, and then you know who's next. The legend Hugh is coming up next with Folk Everything, and he is going to just curate the rest of your Saturday morning for you with some of the most incredible music you've ever heard. I'm telling you, Hugh, what a gem. What a gem to Kingston, as is all of these artists that you've heard in the last hour. Thank you, everyone out there creating music. You're my favorite. You're my favorite people. All right. Peace. I forgot to mention, because it's such a cool track, Pillow Talk by Frostfray. All right, everyone, have a wonderful weekend. Hugh's up next. Folk Everything.